Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Armando Casilla steals a Jeep, picks up two friends to cruise Denver. Colorado cops spot the stolen car. Casilla takes off, slamming into an ambulance on its way to a call. Casilla, his two passengers, and two EMTs all taken to the hospital.
That's right, Nancy. Denver police did not pursue Casillas, but were called to the scene of the crash. The ambulance did not have a patient inside when it was hit. Both EMTs were released from the hospital after a quick evaluation. No word on Casillas' passengers.
Casilla, 20, now charged with vehicular assault and DUI. More crime and justice news after this.
Wünschst du dir jemanden, der dich versteht wie kein anderer? Jemand, der deine Wünsche wahr werden lässt und mit dir das schönste Abenteuer deines Lebens erleben möchte? Die Commerce-Plattform Shopify revolutioniert Millionen von Unternehmen weltweit. Mit Shopify richtest du im Nu deinen Online-Shop ein, ganz ohne Programmier- oder Designkenntnisse. Dank der effizienten Einrichtung und intuitiven Social-Media- und Online-Marketplace-Integration kannst du über Instagram, eBay und Co. werben und verkaufen. Neue Zielgruppen zu erreichen war noch nie so einfach. Shopify bietet auf einer einzigen sicheren Plattform alle Tools, um dein Online-Business aufzubauen. Kostenlos testen und dein Business der Welt präsentieren. Shopify.de/try besuchen. Einfach Shopify.de/try eingeben und loslegen. Made for Germany. Powered by Shopify.
Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A 73-year-old man shot and killed five people on several different floors of a suburban Toronto condominium building before police officers killed him. Sydney Sumner is with Crime Online.
Police say the officer fatally shot the gunman inside the building, which is where the gunman lived and is in Vaughan, Ontario. Police did not disclose a possible motive for the attack or release the names or ages of anyone who was killed, including that of the alleged assailant. But Ontario Special Investigations Unit, which gets involved when there is a death or serious injury involving police, says that the attacker was 73.
An SIU spokesperson also said police found the victims on different floors. She could not say whether they were killed inside of their units or at their doors. The body of a 6-year-old boy has been found buried beneath the floor of a house in eastern Arkansas, and his mother and a man have been arrested for his death. A state police news release says the boy's body was found Friday at the home in Morrow, about 75 miles east of Little Rock, by Lee County deputies who called for state police assistance. A 6-year-old girl was also found inside the home with what police say they believe to be burns on her scalp. She was hospitalized and is in stable condition. Police say the boy may have been dead for up to 3 months. His mother, Ashley Rowland, and Nathan Bridges, a 33-year-old male, were arrested in connection with both his death and the girl's injuries. A Florida woman has appeared in court on a first-degree murder charge in the 2018 death of her newborn infant, whose body was found floating in a seaside inlet. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
A Palm Beach County judge ordered 29-year-old Arya Singh held without bail during a brief hearing. She was arrested Thursday in the death of a female infant known only as Baby June, whose remains were found June 1, 2018, in Boynton Beach Inlet. Authorities say the case was solved by Palm Beach Sheriff's detectives using DNA collected from the father and covertly from Singh herself. A genealogy website helped piece together the baby's family tree.
Investigators also obtained cell phone records showing Singh had been near the Boynton Beach Inlet about 40 hours before the baby's body was found. Two students were killed and two other teens wounded in a shooting near a high school on Chicago's west side. Chicago fire officials say the four 16-year-olds were shot near Benito Juarez High School. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown, speaking at a news conference, confirmed the deaths of the two victims. A police spokesman stated the four were shot outside the school. Police and paramedics responded to the shooting shortly before 3 p.m. Friday. The Chicago Fire Department says all four were taken to the same hospital. One boy was pronounced dead on arrival, another boy was in critical condition, and two other teens, a boy and a girl, suffered non-life-threatening injuries. A man has been shot and killed outside a motel in Louisiana's capital city as he attempted to flee an argument over stolen drugs. Once again, Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
27-year-old Maurice Mallory was arrested by U.S. Marshals in the December 14th killing of Cedric Lewis at a hotel in Baton Rouge. Detectives wrote in an affidavit that a witness told them the men were arguing over stolen narcotics. At some point during the altercation, Mallory dropped a handgun, which was picked up by an unknown third person. Mallory later retrieved the weapon, and Lewis turned to run. Mallory shot Lewis as he tried to flee.
According to the affidavit, surveillance footage provided by the motel shows the men getting into a physical struggle in a first-floor breezeway. Former Phoenix Suns and New York Knicks star Amari Stoudemire is facing a misdemeanor battery charge after he allegedly hit one of his teenage daughters in the face. Miami-Dade County court records show that 40-year-old Stoudemire was arrested early Sunday and later released on $1,500 bond with a no-contact order issued. Our friends with the Miami Herald, citing a police report, say Stoudemire struck one of his two teenage daughters during an argument at his Miami home Saturday night.
Brad Van Kesteren picks the wrong day to shoplift. He tries to steal several items, cologne, garden shears, work gloves from Walmart. But guess what? It's Shop with a Cop Day. The place is crawling with sheriffs helping children pick out Christmas gifts. Van Kesteren doesn't get far, and he is now booked on retail theft. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.